Andrew McKay, mornings 5 to 9.
For the Mobile River Bridge and the replacement Bayway project, the one we've been telling you about for years that was put on hold because it wasn't going to fly to have a toll on that stretch. They are back with a proposal that says, look, this is a $2.7 billion project and the entire budget of ALDOT is only half that. Just wrap your brain around that for a sec.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here to start off this hour. That special master decision from that the judge approved for President Trump, it could end up creating a delay in the FBI's investigation of Trump. They're saying now it could be months. It could even be years. Yours seems pretty hardcore, I guess it just depends on, because here's the thing, the reason why I could delay it months is understandable, because the special master now has to go through and actually investigate all of the papers that the FBI collected and see what is maybe personal items, maybe stuff that is classified and not classified, and what has been declassified is merely a copy now. So the special master gets to go through all that stuff, and it's going to take a long time to go through all those documents. So you can understand why that would delay their investigation for months, because while he's going through each of these things, they don't have the papers. They can't continue their investigation until he returns all the stuff, right? So that's understandable. What about years, though? Why would it delay it for years? The reason it would delay it for years is because what if the special prosecutor gets done and goes, there's nothing here that's classified. There's nothing here that's top secret or classified. Well, now all of a sudden the FBI needs to try to make an argument of like, well, we think there is and we need those documents and blah, blah, blah. And so it's just going to go back and forth. So that's why there's a risk for that. Top three stories. The nuclear inspectors from the UN said that they've called for a protection zone for the Ukraine power plant that was compromised. They also said that the power plant their report indicates that there was nuclear standards violated with that power plant. I don't know whose fault that is, if that's a Russian fault, Ukraine fault, both. No, that's just their report. And the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. It's going to be a while to get used to that. I keep wanting to say trust, Liz Truss. But Liz Truss, she's vowed to, in her first speech as the new prime minister, vow to tackle the energy crisis and the failing or ailing economy. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear with nothing to slow you down on Nine Mile Road, Davis Highway, as well as Creighton or Langley. We're also moving smoothly throughout Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, Fairfield, and Gulf Beach, and at 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in without any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, and this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So last month, things are starting to run together now. There was a report that came out that there was an FBI whistleblower who says that there were higher ups in the FBI who tried to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story. They tried to bury the Hunter Biden laptop, the whole case pertaining to that. There is, so with that, they are like, okay, so if that's the case, what, what details will we get? Well, Chuck Grassley of the Senate had come out last at around the same time, and Ron Johnson, and they had already accused one individual of interfering with the Hunter Biden probe. They accused, what's his first name? Timothy Thibault. He left the FBI about 2 weeks ago under, quote, mysterious circumstances. And in the past, Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have publicly accused him of interfering with the Hunter Biden probe, saying that they have more than a dozen whistleblowers who told them FBI officials barred them from investigating damning evidence on the laptop. Now you've got one of these whistleblowers. He is Tony Bobulinski. He is a former Biden pal turned whistleblower. He has now offered further evidence of the Biden family corruption. He said that the Timothy Thibault that he was the main person who he was actually giving information to pertaining to the Hunter Biden laptop and the Biden corruptions. He was the person doing it, and he says that he hid the intel coming from him. He's actually writing a new book about it, even. Like, he's throwing it out there. So this is further details, further evidence that apparently he says he was interviewed for 5 hours by the FBI back in October of 2020. He told the agents that he knew about then-presidential candidate Joe Biden's involvement with his son's Hunter's shady business dealings. And then he turned over to the FBI the contents of three cell phones that contained encrypted messages between Hunter and his business partners, along with emails and financial documents, etc. And then he says he told him about all these details. And then basically he was given Timothy Thibault's cell phone number, and told he would advise him on the next steps. But they was never contacted by Timothy Thibault. In fact, he says this is the guy that he was given all the information from the FBI. He was the FBI agent who was given all the information. He never contacted him ever again. And he says he obviously buried the information, the intel that he was provided. Now, all of a sudden, he retired 2 weeks ago amid an investigation by the special counsel into his anti-Trump activities. Oh, boy. So the Hunter Biden laptop story builds deeper, gets a little bit deeper, a little bit murkier overall. That there's definitely looking more and more like there is some sort of cover up by FBI agents. In this case, this is the main guy who was given a lot of intel, who's now being investigated by special counsel for anti-Trump activities, who turns out he was the one who was given all of the Hunter Biden laptop information and Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter Biden's stuff. He was given all that information. He's the one that allegedly buried it. He's the one that allegedly instigated anti-Trump activities at the same time and now just suddenly retired 2 weeks ago. So we're going to continue to get more stories about that, I guarantee. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I want to share this story real quick. Last week on Friday, it was kind of a shocking story. We had two shocking stories from California last week. On Monday or Tuesday, Governor Newsom signed the bill that bans gas-powered vehicles from being sold in the state by 2035. No more gas-powered vehicles can be sold in the state, and they're even saying you can't even bring one in if it's after the year of 2035. So if you already own the car and it is a 2030 or 2020 vehicle, you're good to go. But any new vehicles after 2035 will not be allowed in the state of California. Shocking story. 4 days later, or 3 days later, the electric grid operator of California sent out a warning. Please use less electricity or we're going to have rolling blackouts. And that includes charging your electric vehicle. That's right. So three to four days after the state of California says, we don't want to have gas-powered vehicles, 3 to 4 days later, they said, and by the way, please charge your electric vehicles less. And this is like, they haven't gotten to the point where 100% of the drivers are driving electric vehicles, right? I mean, by 2035, you're going to have a ton more electric vehicles on the road since they're going to be banning gas-powered vehicles. And your electric grid already can't handle the electricity right now? How are you going to handle it when you have that many vehicles? And I said this on Friday or Thursday. I said, it's almost as if they just don't want anybody driving cars. And then I see this story today. New California bill will pay residents $1,000 for not owning a car. There you go. That is what it is. They don't want you to have a gas-powered vehicle because of the emissions that are put off in the air and because they don't want to use fossil fuels. They don't want you to drive an electric vehicle because it puts too much strain on the electric grid. So they really just don't want you driving. Horse and buggy it is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top 20 News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got your traffic on the fives coming up in about a minute, but first...
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Over 1,000 children are confirmed to have been killed or injured in Ukraine since Russia invaded earlier this year. That's according to humanitarian organization Save the Children. The UN has said the number of civilian casualties is likely considerably higher than what's actually being reported. Well, Apple expected to reveal a new iPhone at an event coming up on Wednesday. The new iPhone expected to be bigger in size, but slimmer, and so far it's unknown how much it's going to cost. Also, Apple expected to reveal some new models of their Apple Watch. And Johnny Depp's former lawyer, Camille Vasquez, has a new celebrity client. Yellowstone actress Corianka Kilcher has hired Vasquez and attorney Steve Cook to represent her in an upcoming trial. She was recently charged with two counts of workers' compensation insurance fraud by the state of California.
Yeah, wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Really not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 29 throughout Pensacola and the surrounding areas. And we are looking good on Avalon Boulevard. That's going to be from 90 down to the interstate and Garcon Point. See something else? Give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. If you would like a pair of tickets to go to see the Sanger Summer Movie this Saturday, it is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That'd be a fun one to watch at the Sanger Theater. So it'll be at 7 o'clock on Saturday. And if you would like to get a pair of tickets, just text in, let's see here, the name of the person who, the name of the person who took Harry Potter to Hogwarts. Like, he picked up Harry Potter from his uncle and aunt and took him to Hogwarts for the very first time. Who was the individual? What's his name? Text in his name to 850-437-1620, and the pair of tickets will be yours. Gracie will pick one of the winners out. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got a few texts rolling in here with the answer pertaining to who the individual was that picked Harry Potter up and took him to Hogwarts. And so Gracie will select one of the winners right there in order to get a pair of tickets to go to the Sanger Summer Movie Series. There is, I saw a poll this morning, and at first I dismissed it, but then I saw a follow-up poll, and I thought, nah, I better bring this up. This is a poll amongst independents. It's a YouGov poll. So I like the YouGov polls because it's not some group that's trying to, you know, like the Democrat Party or the Republican Party trying to find out blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? YouGov is like anybody can go there and you can say, yes, I'm an independent or I'm this or I'm that. And so YouGov poll asked independents if they support or what their approval rating is of Joe Biden. And only 24% give Joe Biden an approval rating. It's a new low. Among independents, this is not, you know, Republicans. Independents, it's a new low. Only 24% giving him an approval rating. So at first I saw that and I thought, okay, yeah. So nobody's happy with the president's job. But then I saw this. What about his recent attacks on MAGA Republicans? 62% of independents think that President Biden's remarks were a dangerous escalation of rhetoric, or basically they went too far. 62% of independents. Here's a bigger number I felt. 1 out of 5 Democrats feel that President Biden's recent remarks about MAGA Republicans went too far.
When in dark, we'll walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it.
It's gonna 923. Do we have a winner of the tickets, Gracie, for the Sanger Summer Series?
Yes, congratulations to Micah. Have fun at the movie.
Micah. All right, yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. So I think it'll be fun to watch that. I saw one of them recently. It's cool to watch them in the old theater, to watch an old movie like that in the theater. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. We got your sports hit coming up here in a minute, but first, top three stories here for you. That special master decision of the judge could delay the FBI investigation into Trump by months and possibly even years, which I didn't think about this till just a little bit ago. If this special master, now, by the way, the FBI apparently is trying to appeal it, but as long as it stands and the special master is able to review all the documents seized by the FBI, then this could very well indeed delay the FBI definitely by months and possibly years. What does that mean? That means it probably opens up the door for President Trump to run for president again in 2024 without any hindrance from the FBI. Nuclear inspectors from the UN have called for a protection zone for the Ukraine power plant that has been compromised. And finally, the new UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss, vows to tackle the energy crisis and the ailing economy and cut taxes. She said she was elected as a conservative. She's going to govern as a conservative. She also praised Boris Johnson for his leadership in getting and guiding them through Brexit and through the pandemic. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing Tennessee in Tennessee, so you can check the game out on our sister station, ESPN, Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Right now, it's the bottom of the second inning, top of the second inning. Tennessee is leading 2-0 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Major League Baseball going on right now. The Pirates are beating the Mets 3-0. Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Boston Red Sox 5-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Miami Marlins are losing to the Phillies 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Scoreless game between the Blue Jays and the Orioles. And later tonight at 8:40, the Atlanta Braves are playing the Oakland A's. Right now, the U.S. Open is on U.S. Open tennis is on ESPN. Looks like Coco Gauff is playing Caroline Garcia. Right now, Caroline is leading 4-1 in the first set. And so I know a lot of people are hoping for the 18-year-old Coco Gauff, who's reached the quarterfinals for the very first time, hoping that she can come through. the American, but right now, at least in the first set, she's down 4-1. Then other games on, so basically it's the women's quarterfinals going on tonight. Earlier today, Ons Jabeur ended up beating Adja Tomjanovic. Yeah, so that's what's happened thus far in the U.S. Open. Then in other sports news, the beer-chugging babe at the U.S. Open is going viral again. This is a lady who last year at the U.S. Open, she was seen on the Jumbotron. She saw herself on the Jumbotron, grabbed her significant other's beer, and chugged it before they could go off of her and ended up going viral. She was seen again yesterday. This time they panned onto her and basically waited for her to grab a beer. They basically waited for her to do it. And she did. And so it's going viral once again. The college football AP 25 AP men's football poll. Oregon has been knocked out of the AP poll. Georgia has risen up to number 2 behind Alabama. The Philadelphia Sixers have signed Harrell. He is he won the Sixth Man of the Year award behind with Doc Rivers when he played for the Clippers. Well, now Doc Rivers, of course, the head coach for the 76ers, so they're hoping for a very good, very nice reunion from them. Then let's see here. The Chicago Bears say that they do want an enclosed stadium after all. And if they can't get it in Chicago, they will move to one of the suburbs. And finally, Major League Baseball Players Association gets more than 50% of minor leaguers saying that they are in favor of joining a minor league association's union. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow you down throughout the area. We are checking in clear without any major slowdowns on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Once into Pensacola, we're looking good on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. Also, no delays on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So, also in the AP basketball poll, I meant to bring this up earlier. I apologize. Florida ended up, they were unranked to start the season. Utah was ranked like 4th or 6th or something like that. And Florida ended up upsetting Utah. It was a thrilling game. I ended up watching it. It was an interception to win the game, basically. And so with that, Utah dropped down to 13th. And Florida makes their debut in the AP Top 25 at 12th. So just want to give that point that out as well. Good on the Florida Gators. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before I get to today's sign of the apocalypse, I do want to bring this story up. Rick Scott amping up his feud with Mitch McConnell about Republican Senate candidates. Now, this goes all the way back to last year when Rick Scott introduced his 12-point plan to rescue America. And basically he presented it. Senator Rick Scott presented it as this is a Republican's plan to rescue America. And Mitch McConnell came out and goes, no, that's just your plan. And part of it had was going to review federal entitlement programs. And he's like, no, we're not going to do that. That's not the Republican plan, blah, blah, blah. So it started this little rift between Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott of who is speaking on behalf of the Republican Party. It has continued on just a little here and there, a little here and there. And then I mentioned last week that he was on Brian Kilmeade's show right here on News Radio 92.3. And Senator Rick Scott basically took a shot at Mitch McConnell saying that Mitch McConnell said he didn't feel like the Senate was going to be able to flip a lot of seats to Republican because they didn't have good candidates. So Rick Scott went on Brian Kilmeade's show here on News Radio 92.3 and was like, no, we have great candidates. And he goes, and by the way, the people in these states picked these people. So then he went on to, he's basically been ramping it up even further on other interviews saying that basically he's not a good cheerleader. Talking about Mitch McConnell, he's not a good cheerleader for the Republican candidates like Rick Scott is. Well, that's one thing that you want your party leader to do. You want them to be a big cheerleader for you. But bigger than that, he explained that we're going to win, but we've got to raise our money. When we raise money, we win. Okay. This is one of the things why I continue to say I think Senator Rick Scott is vying to have the leadership position of the Republican Party, whether it be minority leader or majority leader. He's vying to be to take Mitch McConnell's leadership position. And this is why. A, I'm the cheerleader. I'm a better cheerleader for you when you're trying to run for office than Mitch McConnell is. And B, since he's not a good cheerleader for you, he's not helping you raise money. I will help you raise money. And when we raise money, you will win. I really think Senator Rick Scott is vying for Mitch McConnell's leadership position in the Senate. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got top trending news. Today's sign of the apocalypse. Let's hit that.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
And that's why I got a producer. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. So, today's sign of the apocalypse. Can you puke on demand? I'm like, what? A company in the Netherlands is looking for a part-time employee. But to land the gig, the job description says you must be able to puke on demand or on command. Puke on command. It's a job at a clinic in Amsterdam that treats different types of phobias, like fear of heights, fear of needles, things like that. But apparently they have a lesser known phobia, the fear of vomiting. It's called emetophobia or something like that. So if you can, puke on demand or on command, they want you to sit in on therapy sessions to help people face their fear of vomiting. This is a part-time gig, but it is permanent. It's a permanent job. The only reason why the job is open is because their last professional puker recently retired. So they need somebody to fill that vomiter's place. Wow, that's super. Ugh. Look, I'm the kind of person who I do not vomit. It's probably a big reason why I never drank alcohol, because all my friends who drank alcohol would always vomit. I'm like, I don't know how you can survive. Like, I wouldn't live. I can't live. I don't like to vomit. I've gotten like the flu bad enough where I've had to vomit like I think twice in the past 20 years. And both times I was like praying. I was like, all right, God, take my spirit. I'm done. Like, it's not worth living anymore. I just vomited. I don't want to do that ever again the rest of my life. If I have to do it again, just take me. It's not worth it anymore. I can't understand. Like, when my ex was pregnant with our three kids and she would get morning sickness, I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I would be by her side every moment, like trying to give her like garlic smells or do things just try to help keep her from vomiting. I'm let me help. And she's like, no, let me just get it out. I'm like, no. Can't just get it out. I'm like, oh my goodness. All right. It's a Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your sign of the apocalypse. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, one person was grazed by a bullet but not injured today in a shooting on Milford and Cerny Roads. This is in the Bellevue area. Deputies at a home right now investigating what happened. The sheriff's office says the person who was grazed did not need medical attention. So far, we don't have any word on a suspect or a potential motive for the shooting, but we'll keep our eyes on it.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there was, I saw that story as well. It's kind of bizarre. I got an update for you on the slap. You know, the Will Smith slap to Chris Rock. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. That's going to also include no slowdowns on 29 or 90 throughout the area, and 9th Avenue and Davis Highway both running nicely. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I just saw this poll. They asked basically the 30 largest metropolitan areas if the 30 metropolitan areas, how rude they feel like their own city is. And Philadelphia came in numero uno. Philadelphia voted themselves as the most rude city. That's not even, it's not even visitor. Because I could tell you, like, out of the cities I visited, yeah, probably Philadelphia. I mean, it's probably not fair because I attended sports events. And they're known for being very rude at sports events. Like, they throw, like, remember the Philadelphia the Eagles fans were throwing batteries on the field at one point. Batteries at players. Like, that's not acceptable. That's not good. I've been to Phillies games and stuff. Like, they're so rude as fans. Well, I guess as a city, the people themselves say they're rude. It's followed by Memphis and then New York City for your top three. So there you go. So going with that, Philadelphia being the rudest city, and they themselves saying we are the rudest city. Who is from New York, from Philadelphia? Oh, Will Smith. Yeah, that's right. Will Smith is from Philadelphia. So, you know, the guy who slapped Chris Rock. Well, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are touring the UK together. On opening night, they kind of interviewed one another. They kind of talked to one another on stage. At one point, Dave Chappelle said, "Did that stuff hurt?" And Chris said, "Gosh darn right, that mother effer hit me over a BS joke. The nicest joke I ever told." Then Dave Chappelle said, and I really like this quote, Will Smith did the impression of a perfect person for 30 years, and he ripped his mask off and showed us he was as ugly as the rest of us. Whatever the consequences are, I hope he doesn't put his mask back on again. Let his real face breathe for a while. I see myself in both men. Then a few nights later, Chris Rock took aim at Will Smith for the apology video he posted in July. He said, quote, "F your hostage video." F your hostage video, doggone. So yeah, now we're starting to get a little bit of beef from Chris Rock about this. F your hostage video, pertaining to Will Smith's apology video. Wow. There you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Didn't quite get to this story, but let me just hit it real quick. First of all, we do have one tropical storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane tonight. It will be expected to be a major hurricane, expected to hit any populated areas, maybe Bermuda. That's it. And then the other hurricane is just sitting there floating out in the Gulf. The other story, Florida, for three months in a row now, has had the most COVID-19 deaths in the country. So something to watch. It's not high, but it's the most in the country. And long COVID is starting to affect the workforce. A lot of the people in the great retirement and great resignation resigned because of long COVID. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.